I'm from Dominican Republic.
Japan, I'm from Japan.
From Tajikistan.
I'm from Argentina.
From China.
I'm from Syria.
I'm from Vietnam.
That's not all. There are also students from Kazakhstan, Jordan, Yemen, Haiti, and the Congo. Why are these students here? To learn, of course.
They're not coming here to learn English from square one. When they come here, they already speak some English. And so it's really to give them that, to really deepen their language skills by giving them the cultural immersion experience that they just couldn't have at home.
That's Eric Sims, the Global Academy Program Director. Leonardo is from the Dominican Republic and is completing his bachelor's degree in civil engineering.
There is a program in my country which is called English Immersion Program. So we start to study English for 8 months, like 4 hours, 5 days in a week. We all here, we were good in the program. We did a grade, so we got this scholarship for the summer, and here we are.
Here for just 2 months, and just to share our culture and knew about your culture.
That was Zoir from Tajikistan. He and his friend Hossi knew each other before they came, but the culture shock has still been significant.
It's totally different.
Totally.
Everything is different.
Yes, the culture, the climate, the peoples, it's totally different. Yeah.
This week, Zoir, Hossi, Leonardo, and the other students gathered at a multicultural fair to share their cultures.
I just want to say welcome to the culture fair. I'm so glad that you are all here. As you've seen, as you look around, there are several countries represented, and there are also people here who are from countries that don't have booths.
The sharing of cultures is one of the reasons Wafa Arbash from Syria came to Logan for the summer.
This is a good experience for me to meet a lot of people from different cultures that make me more open-minded, more flexible, more have a knowledge about people around all the world.
Many of the students see the Global Academy program as a way to diversify themselves, to set themselves apart from others in the job market, something American students can understand.
I think I need to do the English because in our country, not only in my country, to get a good job is necessary to know English.
Wafa says she wants to stay for just this reason.
It's my opportunity to improve myself and improve my skills to back to Syria and help people there because we are in war.
Leonardo plans on applying to Utah State University when he goes back to the Dominican Republic.
There is a great opportunity for us and our country to come back here and try to get a bachelor's degree or master's degree. And I really want to get in all the knowledge as possible.
Get to know each other, have a good time, and thanks for coming.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm April Ashland.